We still have to enjoy some time around the pool, but we want to make sure that it is safe. And this morning we're joined by Michelle Halevsa, who's here to talk about ways to keep things safe around the pool. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
We're great. I've got a backyard pool, so I'm taking notes what needs to be done for this. So let's talk about some of the things, I mean, that we need to do just on a regular basis outside of the fact that maybe we're dealing with a pandemic at this point to make sure that our pool is safe. Let's talk about the chemicals first off, about the proper maintenance of that. Why is that so important, and how do we do our best to do that?
Well, we want to make sure the chlorine or bromine level are where they need to be. So for chlorine, we're talking about 1 to 10 parts per million. For bromine, we're talking about 3 to 8 parts per million. And then we also want to be checking the pH, which should be 7.2 to 7.8. Now, the reason why we want to do that is we want to make sure that the chlorine or bromine can have maximum power to kill germs. We should be checking these levels, the pH and the chlorine, at least twice a day and more often if there's lots of swimmers in the water.
And that's the level that they maintain. I've become that person. I did not realize that when I get a pool, I have to become a scientist or remember the chemistry. But there's kits that allow people to do that sort of thing. But maintaining the proper chemicals. So you get your chemicals okay. What's the next step to make sure that we're doing okay in our pool and we're keeping everybody safe?
Well, if we are, adding chlorine to get the chlorine level up or adjusting the pH, we're going to be using chemicals, and we need to make sure we're using them safely. That means reading the product labels and following the directions, which will include, what safety equipment to wear, such as masks, gloves, goggles. And we also want to make sure when we're done with the chemicals, we secure them away. We don't want children or pets getting into them.
Yeah, just like any kind of chemical, you want to make sure that they're secure also so that they maintain their quality. You don't want them to get wet or damp or have other, because normally sometimes they're maybe stored outdoors or at some other place in your garage. All right, so the water looks great. As they say, the water's fine. We're ready to go. Now we're going to start swimming in there. Let's talk a little bit about protecting it from especially young children. And we hear about those tragic stories of drowning. Talk to us about keeping our young people safe.
When kids are in the water, we want to keep them close, so they shouldn't be more than arm's length away, and we want to be focused on them. Put the smartphone away. We should not be on Facebook. We should not be texting. We need to be focused on our kids when they're in the water. We want to make sure that if we're backyard pool owners, we have the pool fenced in. And, we should be using locks and alarms on windows and doors. We don't want someone sneaking out of the house and getting in the pool.
We're talking today with Michelle Halevsa, chief of the CDC's Healthy Swimming Program. All right, this time around now, we've added this extra maybe being social distance or whatever. How can we enjoy our time in the pool but yet maintain that the coronavirus sort of protocol?
Well, the great news is that we have no scientific reports of the virus being spread in the water we swim in. The bad part is that, when we start mixing with other people, there's a possibility of spreading the virus. So we want to stay home if we're sick. We want to make sure we're socially distancing in and out of the water, and that means staying at least 6 feet away from people who you don't live with. And as far as the face cloth coverings, we should be wearing them when we're not in the water. But CDC recommends taking them off when you're in the water because when they get wet, it's hard to breathe through.
What about a little bit related to, we've talked these to people in the past, related to parts of the things, maybe, there might be, somebody might use your pool as a bathroom, let's delicately put it that way. How well is our chemicals working to kind of keep us safe from those type of things?
So when we pee in the water or if we don't shower before we get into the water, we're putting nitrogen into the pool, whether it's because of our personal care products, the urine, the sweat, whatever it might be. And that causes two problems. One, it uses up the chlorine we swim in, so there's less to kill germs. And then two, the chlorine and the nitrogen in the sweat and the pee mixes with the chlorine. And actually, that's what makes our eyes red, not the chlorine itself.
I see. So we need to keep a concern and maybe do proper protocol, as you talk about. A lot of times you forget that they need to sort of clean themselves, shower a little bit before they go in the pool, not just get all sweaty and then jump in, because it uses up a lot of the chemicals as well. But if you're a pool owner, you know a little bit about that, and you kind of have to be sort of the quote-unquote lifeguard, or at least the pool police, to make sure everybody's operating safely. If people want to get some good tips on making sure their backyard pool is safe for this summer, where's a good place to get some of that?
CDC.gov/healthy swimming, and we have a button where people can go for tips on their residential backyard pool.
Sounds great. Michelle, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing all the good advice today.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
Thanks. You too. Michelle Holavsa joining us, the CDC's Healthy Swimming Program. She's involved with that as well.